Welcome to the Fun Show.
I'm Kelly Cree.
I'm Jessica Mullen.
And today we're here telling you all about our passive income fetish.
Our passive income fetish began when we first learned about what passive income was from 4-Hour Workweek by Tim Ferriss.
But really, this isn't really totally about passive income.
It's more about fetish.
It's more about I wouldn't call it fetish work. It's more about the accidental income streams that we've stumbled upon because of fetishists, I guess.
Yeah, it's like extremely mild sex work, I guess.
But barely even sex work. I guess, like, what brought the idea for this episode up was Jessica's just recently started an OnlyFans account, and we were chatting with a friend, and she was asking Jessica all about OnlyFans and everything, and so we thought that would be some good information to share here on the Fun Show. And I guess mostly what made me think that this topic is relevant is the discussion that's happening, especially right now, about, like, people saying, oh, okay, well, I don't have any income, I guess I'll just do OnlyFans. And, you know, like, a lot of people, like, sex workers will tell you, like, sex work isn't necessarily easy, or, you know, making a living income from OnlyFans isn't necessarily something that you just decide you're going to do out of the blue, and then all of a sudden you have, like, 100 subscribers or something. And so this is something that we've been dabbling in for a while.
It's a hobby.
And so I feel like we have a fair amount of knowledge, just about how it's done, what works, what doesn't work. And I feel like, especially now, it could be really useful to people who are looking for ways to supplement their income.
So why did we even read that Tim Ferriss book? I know it was because I was in school, but what, I guess it was just like a new release and it sounded compelling at the time.
We were already like interested in podcasting and making money online. Making money online was like our number one goal since the day we met. It was like,